Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Teaching right doctrine is the major reason for the local church in our world today. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to the broadcast table to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As part of the prep for today's discussion, we have this information in front of us, so let me just kind of look at the list and ask you some questions. Here's one. The biblical emphasis on right doctrine. How do you approach this particular issue?
Well, I teach and preach on this specific issue quite a bit, and actually I preached it in a church just this past weekend as well. And the main passage I use for this are found in 1 Timothy, starting in chapter 1. In verse 3 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul tells Timothy to remain in Ephesus in order to command certain men to not teach any doctrine other than what they have learned from Paul. And we could really call 1 Timothy, we could almost call it 2 Ephesians, because what Paul writes is for the sake of the entire church. You know, the church in Ephesus began with 12 Jewish disciples of John the Baptist who were found by Paul, as recorded in Acts chapter 19, and he preached the gospel to them, and they became believers in Christ. So Paul ended up spending 3 full years pastoring and discipling the believers there, which would have been from about 53 or 54 A.D. to around 57 or 58. Then he wrote 1 Timothy maybe 7 or 8 years later, which means that in less than 10 years, the church was already in serious trouble, even though Paul had been there, like I said, for 3 years. And Paul refers to right doctrine over and over again throughout 1 Timothy, including with regard to women not teaching in chapter 2, and selecting elders who would be able to teach in chapter 3. And in chapter 1, Paul gives a list of some of the worst possible sins and directly connects those to a failure to stick to right doctrine. So one of the main takeaways is that if this can happen to the church in Ephesus in less than a decade, then this can really happen to any church organization or educational institution in just a very short period of time. And it's definitely a cautionary tale.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining why the local church must be sure that right biblical doctrine is taught in their church. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says that all Scripture is given by God and is profitable. It's profitable for right doctrine, one of the statements made in that verse. Paul also wrote to the churches of Asia Minor and the other churches he had contact with that church leadership must preserve right biblical doctrine. And then Paul, just before his death, wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that in the last days, even the church would move away from biblical doctrine. That is a description of the days that we are living in today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...